been like my response?
那你可以想象我的回应是什么?
I wanted to hide.
我想躲起来。
I wish I could have just kind of snuck outside and driven home. And
我想就躲起来然后离开这里。
Right, I think many of you would feel the same way.
我想很多人都会有同样的反应。
Especially those on the worship team, you know exactly how you would feel, right?
尤其是当你在敬拜时候，你也会有同样的感觉。
But I had a second thought.
但是我有另外一个的想法。
The second thought was this.
另外一个想法是这样的,
how come no one told me?
为什么没有人告诉我?
Right? Here I was standing in front
我站在前面,
for 20 minutes
20分钟,
leading, you know, songs, singing, praying.
祷告,弹琴,唱歌,
not one person
没有一个人,
had the courage or even maybe cared about me enough
没有人有这个勇气或者是在乎我,
to say like, you know, like, or something. To help me, right? No one.
没有人,
right? Like, if this happened this morning,
如果今天早上在这里发生的话,
how many of you would be willing to let me know?
有谁愿意,
raise your hand. Anybody? Okay, see, all the worship team members. But, right? But I think for a lot of us, it'd be kind of awkward, right?
所以对很多人来说是一个很尴尬的事情。
And it probably, if you told me, I probably would have felt embarrassed too.
如果你告诉我的话, 我也会感到很难堪。
Right? And I want you to think about how many times in your life have you had someone say something to you that maybe was a bit hard to hear, maybe might have been awkward to hear.
我想你想想自己生命里面有多少次是有一些人讲一些很难听得进去的话。
Right? It might be something embarrassing. Or it might be something maybe that might have maybe even hurt your feelings. But it was true. Right? Maybe it was a parent that said something in the past before. Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe a manager. Or maybe even a friend. Right? Where they said something to you. Right, where you didn't really want to hear it, but it's what you needed to hear. Right. And let's turn that around. Right. How many times have you had the opportunity where you needed to say something, but you know, it's really awkward. How do I tell this person this? Should I even say anything? Maybe I'll just let him have his zipper down the entire time. We'll just pretend it never happened. Right. You see, in this morning's passage that we're going to look at, we're going to read and we're going to see the important role and responsibility that we have as the church in speaking truth, but also in speaking in love to one another.
就像看到我们作为一个教会有了这种责任跟义务去讲出用爱心讲出一些真实的话。
And this morning, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10.
如果你有圣经的话，跟我们一起翻到加拉太书的第六章一到十节。
Okay, I'll first read it in English, and then Elder Raymond will read it in Chinese.
我首先会用英文来念，然后接下来鼓掌会用中文来念。
Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that he also will reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
加拉太书的第六章的第一节到第十节，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被人用。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。因为个人必担当自己的担子，在道理上受教的，当把一切需要的供给施教的人，不要自欺。神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，也必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as we look into your word this morning, God, remind us that these are not just words on a page, ink on a piece of paper, but these are your words, that these are your words to us, God. And so, Lord, open our ears to hear, open our eyes to see the truth of your word, and open our hearts to feel the conviction of what your word says for us this morning. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning, you know that over the past month or so, we've been going over a sermon series on what does the scripture say about the issue of homosexuality.
过去几个月我们就用圣经来看到底圣经是怎么样提及这个同性恋的问题。
If you've missed the previous sermons, I want to encourage you to go online and listen to them.
如果你错过之前的几堂的讲道的话，可以在网上重温这些的讲道。
Because my sermon is, I'm assuming that you've heard and listened to the previous messages.
我这篇的讲道已经假设了你们对之前的一些的讲道有一定的认识。
About a month ago, Elder Raymond preached about what does Scripture say about what marriage is and what marriage is not.
在一个月前，洪长老曾经提到说，到底圣经是怎么样去讲及这个婚姻跟这个一男一女的关系。
That Scripture is abundantly clear that marriage in God's eyes is between one man and one woman.
在圣经里面很清楚的讲到，婚姻是一男一女之间的结合。
That regardless of what the laws of our country may say,
不管是我们这个国家的法律是怎么说的，
according to God's word, this is what it is.
神的话是告诉我们是这样子
的。Elder Steve, if you remember, talked about the issue that homosexual acts outside of the context of marriage, and even those acts are sinful according to Scripture and contrary to God's purposes and plans.
郑长老也在讲过，所以婚姻或者婚姻以外所有的这种同性恋行为，或者任何婚姻以外的行为，都是罪，是违反了圣经本来的意义。
And Elder Steve had a very challenging message.
郑长老的信息非常的艰巨。
Because it is not a message that we hear today in our society, is it not?
这个不是我们今天在社会上所听到的声音。
That in our society, what is right, what is wrong?
我们这个社会上到底什么是对，什么是错？
Right? Isn't it just what I think is right, what I think is wrong?
到底是我觉得哪样是对，哪样是错吗？
But we're reminded, right, that Scripture is very clear on these issues.
那郑长老告诉我们在圣经上很清楚的是怎么讲这些的事情。
And last week, Elder Stan preached.
上个星期杨长老的讲道。
Right, that individuals of a homosexual orientation are to be loved by God and are loved by God. That sin is just one of many sin.
他讲到同性恋只是其中的一个罪，所有的罪人都是被神所爱。
And that even though we may disagree,
可能我们会不同意。
We are to do it in a spirit of love.
但是我们仍然应该抱着一个爱的态度。
Right, while for us we are called to be holy as God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的，所以我们要圣洁。
This morning, I want to focus on what is our responsibility as the church.
今天早上, 我们会讲到, 到底教会的责任是什么?
To those who are struggling with homosexuality.
对那些在同性恋上面挣扎的人,
and this is where we come to this morning's passage. I want to be clear that this morning's passage, if you read it carefully, does it say anything about homosexuality? Anything?
有没有?
No.
没有.
Right. And so I want to be clear that this passage is not specifically about the issue of homosexuality. But it talks about how we as the church body, how are we to interact with one another, and how are we to interact with those outside. And so what I'm trying to get at is that we're going to walk through this passage. I'm going to talk about the principles of what this passage says, and then we're going to apply it to how do we deal with this issue. Because if we had more time, we could apply this passage to a lot of different areas in our lives as well. Okay, but this morning we're going to focus and apply it to how do we interact with those that deal with homosexuality. Make sense? Okay, so let's look in the verse here. Look at verse 1. Okay, in an English translation, the first word is, it says brothers, or brothers and sisters. And I want us to be clear that everything that follows in this passage, it applies to all brothers and sisters in Christ. Right? Because who is he addressing here? Right? He's not just, I want to be clear here, he's not just addressing pastors. It doesn't just say pastors. It doesn't just say elders. It doesn't just say deacons. It doesn't just say worship leaders. It doesn't just say small group leaders. It says brothers and sisters in Christ, meaning he is, everything that's going to follow, he is speaking to anyone that would call themselves a Christian. Right. So everything that we're going to talk about, don't just think, oh, that's the job of the pastor, isn't it?
Or
that's the job of the deacon. That everything we're going to talk about, every single one of us, this is our responsibility. Okay? And so he says, brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay, and then he says, if anyone is caught in any transgression, the context here is that there is someone that is living in sin or someone that has sinned. Okay, so there's someone that is living in sin or someone that is sinning, okay? What is your response? What is your responsibility in this situation? What does it say here? It says in English, it says, we are to restore him.
Right.
It doesn't say we are to ignore him. It doesn't say we are to criticize and point our finger at him. But it says we are to restore him. Right? The picture, this word in the Greek, this word restore, it has a picture of an injury. Right? Many of you know, many years ago, I dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah.
One time playing football, the other time lifting weights. And basically, you know what a dislocation is. It's where your shoulder's like this and it pops out.
所以就是说你的骨 就脱离了。
And it's painful.
这是非常痛苦的。
Right? And in order to fix it, what do you need to do? You need to pop it back in.
那你要解决这个问题，就要把这个骨头再次放回这个旧的当中。
Right? And this word restore is this picture of popping the shoulder back in place.
所以这个挽回就是要像这个图画，要把这个骨头重新放回它的原位。
That it's going to be painful.
这是非常痛苦的一些事情。
But ultimately, it's going to be good.
可是最终是好。
Right? But let me ask you this, when you face a situation or you see someone in sin or living in sin, how do you respond and how do you react?
So I want to ask you, if you see someone in sin or living in sin, how do you respond? How do you react?
I think many of us, we ignore. We say, you know, that's none of my business. Or we might even think, you know, it's not really that bad. Even though Scripture is very clear, but, you know, what's wrong with that? Or maybe we want to say something, but we're scared. And so we don't do anything. We don't say anything. Even as this individual lives in sin. I think some of us, we react in that way. We ignore. I think others of us, we don't ignore, we criticize. And so we go, look at that person. I can't believe he did that.
Right?
What kind of parent raises that child to be like that? Right? And so we distance ourselves. And we point our fingers. Or we say, that's wrong. That's sin. Right? How could they do that? But that's all we do. But you see, Scripture here says in Galatians, right, that we are not to ignore sin. We are not just to criticize sin. But we are to restore the individual. Do you see the difference there? Do you see the difference? I think many of us, we just ignore sin. And others of us, we just point our fingers and criticize. But the Apostle Paul, God commands that we are to go and restore that person. We are to recognize that it is sin. But we're also to care and bring that person back to God. And with what kind of attitude are we to do this? If you look, continue in verse 1, it says that you should restore him with a spirit of gentleness. Or another way to translate it is with a spirit of humility. It's interesting in this passage when it talks about how are we to care for someone who is in sin, it doesn't address what is that person's attitude. You notice that? It doesn't say anything about their attitude, but it talks about what should our attitude be. Do you see that in the word here? Right? And he says that we are to do with a spirit of gentleness. Right? That not only are we to restore someone, but we are to do it in a gentle, humble, loving, merciful, compassionate manner. And then you see at the end of verse 1, it says, keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Right? Because when we do so, we recognize that, you know, that individual who is living in sin, who has sinned, I could be that person easily. Right? That I am not better than that person. Right? But I could easily be that person. Right? And then he continues in verse 2. He says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
接下来他就讲说我们要彼此担当完全基督的律法。
Right? This picture is that this person who is living in sin, he is carrying this heavy burden.
这个图画就是一个人他在过犯当中像承担一个非常重大的负担。
Right? And the command here is that we are to come alongside that person and help carry that load with them.
所以我们需要去到那个人旁边去帮他承担这个负担。
We are not to just say, oh wow, looks like you're really tired.
我不只是在说 你看你好像已经很累了。
Oh, I'm sorry.
对不起。
Right? But we're to come alongside that person, walk with them, carry that burden with them.
我们要站在他的旁边跟他一起去承担那个担子。
In English, many of you know the English word compassion.
很多人都知道英文这个字 compassion.
And it comes from Latin.
其实是一个拉丁文。
And in Latin, what it means, the word compassion in Latin basically means to suffer with.
所以在拉丁文这个慈心这个字，其实它有一个意思，就是说要跟这个人一起受苦。
In other words, when we say we have compassion on someone, what we're saying is we are suffering alongside that person. We're suffering with that person, as if we ourselves are suffering.
所以当我们说我们对这个人发出慈心的时候其实是我们在他的旁边跟他一起的承受那个的痛苦。
Right. And that's what it says here in verse 2.
这就是第二节这里说。
And he says, so fulfill the law of Christ.
就是要成全基督的律法。
And what is the law of Christ?
基督的律法是什么?
It is to love God with all our hearts and all our minds and all our strengths and to love one another as we would love ourselves.
就是要尽心尽意爱主我们的神，也要爱我们的邻舍。
You see, what he's saying here is, as we restore someone who is living in sin,
就是要挽回那个在罪恶当中的人。
Right, as we walk alongside them and carry that burden with them,
我们就站在他旁边，跟他一起去承担那个担子。
Right, that is an extreme portrayal of what love is.
这就是最爱最极端的表现。
Right. We don't have time, but we're going to, in verse 3 and 4 and 5.
那我们接下来要看第三到第五节。
In verses 3 through 5, basically what he's trying to say here is, be humble.
这里所要讲的就是要谦卑。
Right. That we are not to think we're better than the other person.
我们要不要说我们比那个人更好。
Right. Because oftentimes when we help someone out,
有时候我们当去帮助一个人的时候，
we begin to think that we are better than them, don't we?
我们会觉得自己比较好。
Right? We go, oh, I'm so sorry that they have this problem.
哦，那我们会说，很对不起，他们有这个问题。
You know, I can help you.
我可以帮你。
Right? And as we help them, we think, wow, you know, I'm pretty good.
当我帮你的时候，我会觉得，哎，我还不错。
Right? We listen to someone share about their marriage struggles.
当我们听到一些人有婚姻的问题。
And we try to help them.
当我们去帮助他的时候。
And in the back of mind, we think, wow, my marriage is pretty good.
那在我的脑海里，我会想到，可能我的婚姻还不错。
Right? And we begin to think ourselves as better than other people.
那我们就会想，我们其实比那个人还更好。
But in verses 3 through 5, it reminds us that we each have our own temptations, we each have our own struggles, we each have our own burdens that we carry.
所以在这里他讲到是说我们有自己的担子，我们有自己的负担，需要我们去承担的。
But yet, we're still called to carry other people's burdens, and we're still called to restore people back to God.
可是我仍然需要去帮助那些有重担的人，把他们带回到神的面前。
I think sometimes people think, oh, because we're all sinners, because we all struggle with different things, that somehow, oh, then I can't speak, I can't confront sin.
有时候我们也觉得我们自己本身也是一个罪人，所以我们没有办法去指责这个罪。
All right, so we think, well, who am I? Why? What? Should I say anything? I'm not perfect either.
有时候我们会想，我们也不完美，我们算什么？怎么能去说人家？
Right? But here in Scripture, it affirms that while each of us, we struggle and we have our temptations and we have our sins, that we are still to restore someone back from sin, we are still to carry the burden with them.
虽然我们也有一些重担，我们会有一些的挣扎，但是我们还是需要去帮助那些人重新的得到
Okay, and as I'm talking about this right now, I'm not just talking about those that struggle with homosexuality. I'm talking about all everything, all sin. Right? That what is our responsibility and burden to one another and to those outside? Alright. We continue in verses 6 through 8. I'm just going to skim through this a bit here. Right, in verses 6 and 7, he's basically talking about that we need to care for those that are serving us. Verse 6 is a very popular verse that is oftentimes used by people that need to fundraise in missions or ministry. All right. But what I want us to do is focus in on verses 9 and 10. He says, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Verses 9 and 10.
第九节到第十节那里人说我们行善不可丧志若不归心到时候就要收成所以有了机会就当向众人行善善信徒一家的人更当这样。
Verse 9, the Apostle Paul reminds us that we are to not grow weary or don't get tired of doing good.
第九节那里告诉我们说要我们不要厌倦不要松懈让我们继续地做好事情。
I don't know about you, but sometimes it can be very tiring to do the right thing. Right? Like sometimes to do the wrong thing is so easy. But to do the right thing, that takes a lot of energy. It takes effort. And I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know, I get tired and go, it'd just be nice if I, you know, could just do things like everyone else does it versus what God wants us to do. Right? Because the society we live in will always pull us down. It's not only society, it is also our own sinful nature, what is in our hearts. Right, but look at verse 9, it says, let us not grow weary. Don't become tired. Right? With a lot of things that are going on in this world. Right? In our society, with laws all around the world. It can feel like, wow, like the world is, you know, changing so rapidly. You know, with a lot of things, you always hear, oh, this is like the end of the world. Oh, things are getting so much worse compared to 50 years ago. And it can feel like, what's the point? I'm just tired. But think about this for a second. The Apostle Paul is writing this in the first century. Right? That was 2,000 years ago. And they felt like, oh, the world is getting worse. And they felt like, oh, society is crumbling. But Paul reminds them, don't grow weary. Right? And then he says, right, don't give up. And then in verse 10, so then as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are the household of faith. Right, that when we have the opportunity, we are to do good to everyone, not just within the church community, but to those outside as well. Do you see that here in these verses? Right. And so this is I've walked us through this passage. And there are lots of application. Okay, and a lot of it is how are we as a church, how do we interact with one another, and how do we interact with the world?
那很多的时候是我们怎么样跟教会里面的弟兄姐妹和教会以外的弟兄姐妹有互动。
But as it relates to, as we talk about the issue of homosexuality, I have three kind of implications or applications for us.
那可是当我们讲到这个同性恋的时候，我觉得我有三点可以应用的地方。
I think what we see from this scripture, the first one, is that we are all sinners.
首先就是我们都是罪人。
We all have our own struggles. We all have our own sin.
我们都有自己的挣扎和我们的罪人。
Right. While the issue of homosexuality, scripture teaches very clearly, is sin, it is not the only sin.
这圣经很清楚让我们告诉我们说，同性恋是罪，但是不是唯一的罪。
I think for all of us, if you're like me, when we think about all the different sins that are out there, I think in our minds and in our hearts, we all kind of rank them. You know what I'm talking about? That in our minds and in our hearts, we have different priorities. Like, this sin here is much worse than this sin over here. Right? And in our minds and our hearts, we all have certain sins as, oh, these are like the five worst sins. We all have that. We all have that list in our mind. Right? And so that's why, you know, for some of us, the issue of homosexuality, oh, that is the worst sin ever. And when we think about it, we get upset, we get angry. But then, when we talk about the sin of gossip, we say, what's wrong with that? We don't get upset about it. We say, well, that's just the way I am. I just like to talk. Right? And what Scripture says is that all sin is sin. And that we are all sinners. Right? It is on that level, we're all on the same level, that then we can restore one another. And I think there are some of us here this morning, I think that in some way, shape, or form, we have elevated this sin of homosexuality to be like one of the worst. And so when we think about this issue, we look at those people and we see them as, oh, they're these really, really bad people, but me? Like, I'm a pretty good person.
所以当我们看到这些人的时候，我们觉得他是一些很坏的人，但我们认为自己却是一个还不错的人。
But for others of us, we don't even see it as being a sin issue at all.
但可能对于一些人来说，同性恋并不是罪。
Right. But what we see in this passage, it reminds us that we are all sinners.
那这段经文里面所强调的就是我们每个人都是罪人。
Right. But that sin does not identify who we are.The sin doesn't identify who we are. Who we are, our identity. This is not in the notes, so. So what I mean by this is this, okay? Let's say I'm someone that gossips. Do I identify myself as a gossiper? Let's say I lie.
我撒谎。
Do you then start saying, oh, that's Joey, he's the liar?
那你会不会说他是撒谎？
No, right? You say, that's Joey, that's someone that lies.
那你会说这是 Joey, 他会骗。
Right? You don't say, that's Joey the liar.
那你不会说 Joey, 他是骗子。
Okay, good job. Okay. All right. And what I'm trying to get at here is, okay, when we talk about the issue of homosexuality, right, I think there's a distinction when we start identifying people as they are a homosexual, we're saying that's who they are.
这就是他们。
versus that is someone that has same-sex attraction or that is someone that struggles with same-sex attraction.
而不是说他是一个在同性吸引上面在挣扎。
Do you see the difference here?
你有没有看见那个差异?
Right? No one walks around saying, oh, I'm a liar. I'm a gossiper, right? That's not our identity.
我们不会到处说我是一个骗子。
Right? We're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
Okay? But that's not who we are.
但这不是我。
Right? Because we all need the gospel.
我们都需要。
Right? And the gospel reminds us that every single one of us here, we, right, can be forgiven by God through the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以我们都可以通过耶稣基督的十字架得到拯救。
That there is not one sin that is beyond the reach of God's forgiveness.
没有一个罪是神的爱不能够接触的。
Right? Just like I think we all have certain sins that we think are really bad.
就是可能我会觉得有些的罪是很坏。
And so in our minds, these certain sins, well, that's really, really, really hard for God to forgive.
那我会觉得可能这些的罪恶是神很难饶恕的。
In the same way, do you believe that God's love, right, can forgive and change and help even those that deal with same-sex attraction?
你会不会觉得神的爱可以去赦免那些在有同性吸引这个挣扎上面的人？
Do you think that is beyond the reach and the power of God?
或者你已经觉得这些是神的爱不能够触及的事情。Right?
But in this passage here, it reminds us that we are to restore one another.
在这一段的经文里面，不断地提醒我们要去挽回这些人。
And what I want to highlight again here is when we look at this passage, everything we talked about,
在这段经文里面他讲了很多,
who does this apply to?
这个是应用在谁的身上?
Who does it apply to?
它是应用在谁的身上?
Is it just the pastor?
只是牧师吗?
Is it just the elder?
还是长老呢?
Is it just the deacon?
还是执事?
Is it just the worship leader?
还是崇拜的leader呢?
Is it the Sunday school teacher?
是主日学老师吗?
This is all of our responsibility.
这是我们所有人的责任。
Right? Every single one of us here,
我们所有人在这里,
that if we have placed our faith in Jesus Christ,
如果我们对神有信心的话,
if we recognize Him as our Lord and Savior,
我们接受他是我们的救主,
that the command for us is not to just ignore sin.
这个教导不是要让我们忽略这个罪恶,
it is not just to stand from a distance and just point our finger and criticize.
而不是站在一个距离去指责那个人,
but we are to go and to restore.
而是我们要过去把它挽回,
right? We can't just separate ourselves from these things.
我们不只是可以跟它保持一个距离,
right? We're to be salt and light in this community and in this world. I think for some of us here,
对于在座的有些人,
we like to hide in church.
我们希望隐藏在教会里,
and so we surround ourselves with all these nice Christian people.
我们就被一些好的人包围住,
right? And we go, well, you know, I want to make sure I don't get influenced by other people, and I, you know, I just want to be a good person.
我不想被一些不好的人,
and for those of us that are parents, we do that especially for our children, don't we? Right? We want to protect our children from all these evil influences out in the world. Forgetting that those even evil influences are actually in our own hearts. Right? Right? And what I'm trying to get at is that as a church community, right, we are not to ignore sin, we are not to just point our fingers and criticize, but we are to go and to restore, speaking the truth in love. Right? Some of you may or may not know, but many of you, I bet, have co-workers that are homosexual or would identify themselves as homosexual. I want to ask you, how do you view them? How do you treat them? For some of you, you just go, I just pretend he's not a homosexual, and I just pretend he's a co-worker, and that's it. Right. You go, you know, I don't want to get personal. It's just business, professional. We'll just keep it, you know, right? But in that case, you're really just ignoring. Others of us, maybe we distance ourselves a bit. And so we just go, oh, okay, you know, we just, you know, keep our distance, and you go, man, I can't believe that person is like that. But what does Scripture say we are to do? We're to go, right? We're to restore them. And we do it not with a spirit of pride that I am so much better than you. Right, but we do it a spirit of love and humility. And it says here we are to bear one another's burdens. That it even might come at a cost to us. A cost to us. Our sacrifice.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I want us to think about the life of Jesus. Right. Remember when Jesus was walking around and teaching and preaching? And who did he spend his time with? Who did he spend time with? The tax collectors. The prostitutes. Right? The sinners. And remember the religious leaders said, what is Jesus doing with those people? Right? And how did Jesus respond? Right? I've not come to save those that are right healthy, but I've come to seek and save the lost. Right. And did people misunderstand Jesus? Yeah, they thought, who is this guy? Right? And I bet for some of us here this morning, even as we think about reaching out, as we think about restoring those that might struggle with homosexuality, we might be concerned with our own reputation. All right? And so we don't say anything at all then. And so we just stay silent. And we just go about our life. Ignoring. Maybe criticizing in our mind and our hearts. But never restoring.
Right.
This morning, as we think about this passage, as we think about this issue, are we willing to walk alongside those that struggle with this?
Right.
Over my years, I've been pastoring here now over about 12 years. And I can tell you this, in our English-speaking congregation, over the years, we've had individuals that struggle with same-sex attraction. Youth, and also adults. Right. How would you receive them? How would you treat them? If they were to share that with you. For those of you that are parents, how would you respond if your child said, Mommy, I don't know, like I find myself liking guys and this is your son? Are you just going to ignore it? Are you just going to criticize and say that's wrong, that's it? Or are you going to restore them with love but also truth as well? And maybe it's not your child, maybe it's not your family, but maybe someone in your small group.
或者, 虽然可能他不是你的家人, 但是, 可能是在小组里的人,
How will you treat that family? How will you treat that individual?
你怎么样对待这个家庭?
Will we just ignore it?
我们只是忽略他们呢?
Oh, just pretend that there's, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, it's fine.
好像什么事都没有发生,
or we just say, don't talk to me about those things. Right? Or we just criticize and say, how could you let that happen?
或者你只是指责他说,
or will you come alongside them?
还是你会跟他站在一起?
Have compassion. Suffer alongside them. Carry that burden with them. With love, but also truth. My prayer is that for us as a church, we would be ones that speak love and truth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, forgive us in the ways and we have sinned against you and the ways that we have sinned against each other. Forgive us in the ways in which we don't take your word seriously. Ways in which we say something is not sin when it is sin. Forgive us in the ways in which we allow the world to influence our thinking more than we allow your word to shape us. God, forgive us also in the ways in which we have become like the Pharisees. Ways in which we point and we say that is wrong. But we never do it with a spirit of love. And we never go and walk alongside them and help carry their burden with them. Lord, I want to pray for those in our church. Those in our church that maybe have struggled with this issue. Or those that have children that have. I pray that they would find this church community to be one of love. But also one that speaks the truth of God's word. Lord, open up our eyes. Open up our hearts. To love with truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.